From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Government and rebel sources are reporting that a deal was worked out to allow evacuations of civilians to continue in Aleppo, Syria. However, thousands of civilians remained trapped in the city Saturday, waiting for word they could leave. A Syrian rebel negotiator said on Twitter a deal had been worked out with the backing of Russia and Iran, but that statement has not been confirmed. A Syrian government official told Reuters news agency there was a deal to evacuate eastern Aleppo and four other besieged areas. A previous deal to evacuate rebel-held areas of the city collapsed Friday when explosions and gunfire were heard. The rebels and the government each blamed the other for the ceasefire collapse. Thousands of protesters gathered in downtown London on Saturday in solidarity with those trapped in Aleppo. Abdulaziz Al-Mashi, the co-founder of the Syrian Solidarity Campaign, said the protest was to show their support for the people of the besieged city.
To the people in Syria and in Aleppo, we said to them, we are in solidarity with you. We hear your voices, we feel your pain, and we will never hesitate to support you in any way that we can.
A rally was held outside number 10 Downing Street to hear speeches and prayer from a Syrian imam. Meanwhile, in Germany, hundreds of people, many of them Turkish immigrants, protested the ongoing war in Syria at two locations in Berlin. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.